Page 49. The letters I, G, H.
Sleepy after their crossing of the swamp, our three travelers have camped out in a meadow for the night. Before we join our friends, let's take a good look at the word night. Open your workbook to page 49. The letters I, G, H stand for the long I sound, I, that you hear in the word night, N, I, G, H, T. On this night, Bumbler is snoring away. But Pole and Vole can't sleep.
Pole, are you up?
Yes, I couldn't sleep very well.
Neither could I, Pole. I keep thinking about what's going to happen. Maledict's after us, and here we are headed straight for his castle. What if we don't get the Book of Language? So many people are counting on us.
I've been thinking about that, too. But it only makes me more afraid. We can't let that fear get the better of us. So when I think that way, I try to cheer myself up.
How?
Well, sometimes I play rhyming games, like this. You start with something that's bothering you, like fright. F-R-I-G-H-T. Then you look for rhyming words that will make you feel better.
Oh, Paul.
Come on, Vol. Give it a try. Here's one. Light. L-I-G-H-T. That's better than fright. And both fright and light are spelled with the letters I-G-H.
Well, this moonlight is actually pretty beautiful. Hey, it's bright. B-R-I-G-H-T.
That's pretty good. Moonlight at midnight. Night. N-I-G-H-T.
I am beginning to feel better. Paul, if I'm not dreaming, I just saw a knight.
I just said knight, Vol.
You don't understand, Pole. Not knight as in nighttime. Knight as in the kind that kills dragons. The kind that wears armor. Open your eyes.
Huh? You're right. And this knight is headed right up here. Let's hope this knight is on our side, not Maledict's.
We're about to find out.